The relaxation of lockdown rules have helped to lift retail sales in February. During the period, sales were up 2.3% on an annual basis, and this was boosted by purchases of textiles, clothing and footwear, as well as sales at general dealers. Joining me now to unpack the print is Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Rizwana, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've had retail sales come in. It's risen for the first time now in 11 months for the month of February, defying forecasts of yet another downturn. To what extent were you surprised by today's print?
Definitely quite surprised, especially given that many survey-based indicators for the first quarter of this year have indicated that consumers are a bit reluctant to spend on particularly durable goods. So it was a bit of a surprise given how strong the February print was, up 6.9% month-on-month in February alone. But nonetheless, given the easier lockdown restrictions or the relaxation of lockdown restrictions, one could have anticipated some uptick in February, especially with regards to food and beverages, which was a key driver of sales in that month.
Let's drill into some of the detail here, Rizwana. Why such a significant jump as far as food and beverages and that category is concerned? Because it showed the biggest turnaround, expanding 8% after contracting 32.3% in January.
Yeah, so we've had a relaxation of rules with regards to alcohol consumption. We had beaches and recreational areas being opened in February. So that possibly driving consumer behavior in that direction. As a result, we saw restaurants being allowed to serve beverages and alcoholic beverages and the curfew being shortened from February onwards. So all of that driving consumption patterns and consumption behavior, particularly for the food and beverage category, which resulted in that significant uptick. But I think I'm more interested in terms of household furniture and appliances that had been, surged by 17.3% in Feb, particularly given that consumers are coming out of a period of extreme caution. They built up savings buffers in 2020, and we see that slowly being released in terms of spending at the start of the year. So it's very early, only January and February data available now, but it tells you that perhaps South Africa's consumers are slightly more stronger and more resilient and more willing to spend than we had previously anticipated or thought during a crisis or pandemic period.
Rizwana, having said that, I feel like we need to unpack it a bit more because it is complex, you know, where you've got assumptions that for the most part, disposable income coming under pressure with unemployment higher than it's ever been. But on the other hand, you've got a population that's been sitting at home, spending more time at home and not spending on things like recreational activities and holidays, for example. So, you know, to what extent are you anticipating any sustained upward momentum here, or are you naturally expecting things to turn?
So in terms of consumer demand, we're expecting it to recover gradually as the year progresses, given the very low base from last year. Given how the pandemic has evolved, with many more people and professionals beginning to work from home almost now on a permanent basis, we could see a shift in terms of stronger spending in that category, so household furniture, appliances, for much more of 2021. And I think the data will likely start to normalize from 2022 onwards once the sort of volatile sort of base effect is passed between 2020 and 2021. We're likely to see consumer patterns begin to normalize next year only. Having said that, I think that given or coming off from the pandemic last year, where unemployment has risen to around 33%, we have underemployment being rife, and we have extreme levels of poverty in, you know, some households in the country, consumer caution is still there, and we shouldn't discount the fact that we've probably passed the worst of the pandemic, especially as there are probably going to be further waves of infection that will likely influence consumer behavior going forward through the months this year.
Well, let's leave it there, Rizwana. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB.